Welcome in. In this lesson, we're going to tighten an Amen variation in Ableton Live 12 so it hits with that classic jungle energy, but still leaves a clean, wide-open lane for a heavyweight sub. This is beginner-friendly, but the result is very real: punchy break, controlled low end, a parallel smash for density, and an atmosphere layer that makes everything feel bigger without stealing bass headroom. The whole vibe here is space and tone around the break makes the sub feel massive. Before we touch the Amen, one quick mindset shift that's going to save you a lot of time: start with a sub in the project, even if it's a placeholder. Just put a simple sine wave or basic sub patch on its own track. Single notes are fine. The point is you're going to tighten and EQ the Amen around the sub, not in a vacuum. Alright, let's set up. Set your tempo to something DNB friendly, anywhere from 170 to 176. I'll start at 174 BPM. Now create two audio tracks. Name the first one Amen Main and the second Amen Atmos. Create a return track, return A, and name it Parallel Smash. Then select both Amen tracks and group them into a group called Amen Bus. And a quick rule while we're here: keep your sub or bass track separate, and don't put reverb on it. Reverb on sub is one of the fastest ways to turn impact into mush. Now step 1. Import and warp the Amen properly. Drag your Amen sample onto Amen Main. Double-click the clip so you can see clip view. Turn warp on. Ableton might guess the segment BPM wrong, especially with old break recordings. If the loop feels like it's drifting, don't panic, we're going to lock it. Set warp mode to beats. This is usually the best starting point for breaks, because it respects transience. Set preserve to transience. Transient loop mode set to forward. Then adjust the envelope. Start around 50 to 80. Higher envelope gets tighter and choppier. Lower envelope keeps more natural flow. For modern rolling DNB, I usually lean a bit tighter than you think, but we're going to keep it musical. Now do a quick timing check. Turn on the metronome and loop one bar. Listen for the snare especially. If the snare is wandering or the groove feels wobbly, place warp markers on the main snare hits. In a two-step context, that's typically beats 2 and 4. The goal is tight timing without killing the swing. Teacher note: don't try to warp every little hit. If you overwarp, you'll flatten the attitude. Anchor the important hits, especially the backbeat, then let the break breathe a little in between. Cool. Step 2 is where we get control. Slice to MIDI. Right-click the Amen clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients. Use the built-in slicing preset. That's totally fine. Ableton will create a drum rack where each slice maps to a pad, and you'll get a MIDI clip that triggers the break pieces. This is the easiest way to make tight variations, because now your edits live in MIDI timing, not inside the audio warp. Open the MIDI clip. Here's a simple one-bar variation concept you can try. Keep the main snare consistent. That's your anchor. Add a quick ghost note right before the snare for that classic jungle tension. Then do a tiny kick snare roll or stutter at the last eighth note of the bar as a turnaround. Now quantize, but gently. Select the MIDI notes, quantize to 1/16, but set amount to around 50 to 70%. That keeps it locked without turning it into a robot. Extra coaching move: before you quantize, you can do micro timing just on the ghost notes and fills. Select only those quieter little notes, then nudge them earlier by about 5 to 15 milliseconds. Leave the main snare anchors alone. That often creates urgency while still feeling like a real break. Step 3. Clean the break's low end so the sub can dominate. On Amen Main, we'll build a simple stock device chain: EQ8, drum bus, and glue compressor. First, EQ8. Put a high pass filter on it. Start at about 110 HC. You can go anywhere from 90 to 140 depending on the sample, but for sub-heavy DNB, you generally want the Amen out of the way down there. Use a steep slope like 24 or even 48 dB per octave. Now find boxiness and mud. Add a bell around 200 to 350 HC. Cut about 2 to 5 dB, and keep Q around 1.2 to 1.8. You're not trying to make it thin, you're trying to make it stop clouding the center. Next, drum bus. Set drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch very low, like 0 to 10, because too much gets fizzy fast. Damp around 10 to 30 to calm harshness. Important, turn boom off. Boom is cool, but on a break in a sub-forward track, it's basically fake low end that competes with the thing you actually want to feel, your sub. Then bring up transient somewhere between plus 5 and plus 20. This is where the break starts to speak clearly without needing tons of volume. Now glue compressor. Set ratio to 2:1. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, Release on auto or about 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not a smash. Here's the why. By removing low rumble and tightening transients, you're making sure the sub owns roughly 30 to 80 HC without competition. The sub feels bigger when other things politely get out of the way. Optional cleanup trick: if the amen still feels messy, instead of compressing harder, try a gate on amen main. Set the threshold so it tucks the noisy tails, and set a short release so it doesn't chatter. This can make the break sound tighter and, weirdly, make the sub read bigger because there's less low mid wash. Step 4. Parallel smash for weight without losing punch. Go to return a parallel smash. We're going to make it aggressive, but we're also going to filter it so it doesn't add mod. Add saturator first. Set it to analog clip. Drive 4 to 10 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then add glue compressor. Ratio 4:1. Attack very fast. 0.3 to 1 millisecond. Release around 0.1 seconds. And yes, you can smash this. Aim for 5 to 10 dB of gain reduction. After that, add EQ8. High pass it. Dart around 120 to 180 HC. And here's the coach note that fixes a super common beginner problem. If your parallel return starts sounding cloudy, raise that high pass higher. Don't be afraid to push it up toward 180 to 250 HC. The parallel should add density and aggression in the mids and highs, not low mid fog. Optionally, add a tiny high shelf boost around 6 to 10 KHC if you need excitement. Now go back to amen main and send it to return A. Start low, like minus 18 dB on this end. Bring it up until the break feels thicker and more forward, but the groove doesn't feel smaller or distorted. Rule of thumb: if you mute the return and everything suddenly feels like it loses energy, you're in the right zone. If you mute the return and everything suddenly feels clearer and bigger, your return was too loud. Step 5. Build the amen atmos layer. This is the atmospheres part of the lesson. Duplicate amen main to amen atmos. The goal is not reverb drums. The goal is a ghostly space and texture that sits behind the break and makes the sub feel more physical by contrast. On amen atmos, add EQ8 first. High pass hard, like 300 to 600 HC. Yes, that high. This layer should not contain low end. If it does, it will absolutely mess with your sub headroom. If it gets harsh, dip a little at 2 to 4 KHC. Now add hybrid reverb. Choose hall or plate. Set decay around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Dry slash wet 25 to 45%. If the reverb starts blurring the groove, do this instead of turning it down immediately. Shorten the decay a bit, but increase pre-delay to 20 to 35 milliseconds. That pushes the space behind the hits rather than on top of them. Next, add auto filter. Use a low-pass filter around 6 to 10 kHz. Then add subtle movement with an LFO. Rate it 1/4 or 1/2, but keep the amount small. This is just to animate, not to wobble. Finally, utility. Set width to about 120 to 160%. This is your wide layer. Then keep amen atmos quiet. Quiet enough that when it's on you mostly feel depth. And when it's off you miss the mood, not the rhythm. Quick self-test. Toggle amen atmos on and off. If it changes your groove, it's too loud. If it changes your emotion, you nailed it. Now a bonus monitoring trick that will level up your decision-making fast. On the amen bus group, add an audio effect rack with two chains. One chain is full. No processing. The other is low-end check, with EQ8 doing a steep low pass around 150 HC. Map the chain selector to a macro. Now you can flip into low-end check and instantly hear whether the amen or the parallel smash is leaking weight into sub-territory. If it is, you'll hear it immediately as a kind of low-end fog. Step 6. A simple arrangement so this actually becomes a D&B section. Try a 32-bar structure. Bars 1 to 8. Atmos only plus the MN main filter down, like a low pass that slowly opens. This sets the space. Bars 9 to 16, full MN main and introduce a little parallel smash. Bars 17 to 24, that's your drop area. Full MN plus a stronger parallel smash, maybe add a subtle hat layer if you want. Bars 25 to 32, variation. Add a 1-bar fill right at bar 32, like a snare stutter from your slices. D&B trick, put your biggest edits at the end of 8. 16 or 32 bar phrases. That's where listeners expect motion, and it keeps DJs oriented. Now let's cover common mistakes so you can avoid the stuff that makes sub feel weak. Mistake 1. Leaving low end in the amen. If your break has real content below roughly 120 HC, your sub will sound masked and smeared. High pass it and commit. Mistake 2. over quantizing. 100% quantize can remove the jungle attitude. Use partial quantize and micro timing on ghosts only. Mistake 3. Using drum bus boom on the break. It feels good in solo. Then your sub disappears in the mix. Mistake 4. Too much reverb on the main break. Put space on the Amen Atmos instead. Mistake 5. Parallel smash too loud. If the groove feels smaller, grainy, or distorted in a bad way, pull the send down. A few darker, heavier tips if you want to push it. Try pitching the Amen down 1 to 3 semitones. It instantly sounds heavier. Then tighten it again with Beats Warp and Transient Preservation. If you have Live 12, roar can be great, but use it subtly. A safe approach is, put roar on the parallel smash return, filter lows before it, keep the mix low, like 10 to 25%. That gives controlled aggression without messing up your clean main. And remember, keep your sub mono. Put utility on the sub track, with that 0%. If you start widening low frequencies, impact usually disappears. Now let's do a quick practice exercise to lock this in. Make a 4-bar Amen loop that feels tight and leaves room for sub. Slice the Amen to MIDI by transients. Program a 4-bar pattern. Bar 1 is simple. Bar 2 adds one ghost note before the snare. Bar 3 removes one kick for space. This is a real illusion trick. Less kick sometimes makes the sub feel heavier because the low end has a cleaner window. Bar 4 adds a small stutter fill in the last eighth. Then mix it using your chains. Amen main gets EQ8. Drum bus, glue. Send to parallel smash until it feels heavier, not muddier. Blend Amen Atmos quietly for space.